West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The daughter of the 71-year-old Buchanan man taken to hospital with significant injuries following a two-vehicle crash with an alleged drunk driver. Late evening September 29th at the intersection of Georgia 120 and Georgia 113 in Harrelson County, telling WLBB Radio on Monday that her father has passed away as the result of his injuries. Joe Fryer's daughter, Erica, says she and her siblings are angry, traumatized, and heartbroken. She says her father still worked. He was very healthy and active. Our daddy Joe was loved greatly by so many. His life was stolen by someone's recklessness. Georgia State Patrol says their preliminary investigation indicates that the other driver involved failed to yield to Fryer's vehicle. That driver also charged with driving under the influence. That driver's information has not yet been released as the supplemental crash report has not yet been completed. A memorial service for Fryer will be held Saturday, October 16th at Moores Chapel Baptist Church in Buena Vista, Georgia. In lieu of flowers, family requesting that donations be made to Mothers Against Drunk Driving of Georgia. The fate of Georgia's heartbeat bill signed into law in 2019 could depend on the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on a restrictive anti-abortion law in Mississippi under their consideration. West Georgia Right to Life President Dwayne Hack said on Monday, Georgia's law would have banned most abortions after a doctor detected fetal cardiac activity, but a federal judge ruled that the new law violates the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That decision is scheduled for appeal later this year.
I think a lot of things are prevalent upon Mississippi. The state of Georgia, you know, the September the 15th, I think, was when the appeals court was supposed to look at the state of Georgia's heartbeat bill. And the appeals court came back and said, you know what, we're not going to do anything at this point. We're going to keep it like it is. We're still going to have it held in that appeal situation, depending upon how and what happens with the Mississippi law.
Hack was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
Mississippi could be the turning point for the state of Georgia's heartbeat bill. It is law in Texas, but once the Supreme Court looks at it, there could be major decisions that are made from the Mississippi case, the Dobbs versus Jackson Health, and then also affects Georgia and Texas. You got to have some ray of hope that, you know, eyes are finally starting to see and starting to be opened as far as what's going on in that whole abortion arena.
And that complete interview with Hack is now posted to the podcast section at newstalk1330.com. West Georgia Right to Life, looking towards this coming Saturday, the group's 17th annual Stand for Life event.
October the 16th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we form a line on the sidewalk on Highway 27 South. Last year, we were blessed to be able to have almost 200 people. We formed a line from Stripling Chapel all the way down past O'Charlie's. And we had four different teen groups from four different churches attend. So we go from 10 to 11. Each church that brings a teen group, ages 12 to 19, you bring 10 of them, we're going to give you $100 from our chapter. It's our way of saying, hey, we're trying to develop the pro-life community.
West Georgia Right to Life President Dwayne Hack was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice.
And basically, we're just remembering and memorializing the over 61 million babies that have been aborted here in America since 1973.
And that complete interview with Hack is now archived in the podcast section on newstalk1330.com. Bowdoin Ward 1 City Councilwoman Jan Johnson seeking her third term in the upcoming November 2nd municipal election on Monday, stating she wants to help see through the many projects the city of Bowdoin has begun in recent years, including park development, street resurfacing, economic development, and infrastructure.
Our infrastructure is one of our highest priorities. We've already begun working on the water treatment plant. We have an antiquated delivery system that we're in the process of working on replacing our main water lines. And our water treatment plant, we have paid off those bonds from years ago, and so we're in a financial position to work on the update of our water treatment plant. So this is a top priority.
Johnson, a former educator who has spent most of her life in Bowdoin, just 3 years away, says she sees herself as being an advocate for youth-related issues on the council and a council person who pushes to get things done.
You could say I was a gadfly. I'm always trying to push, use the word impatient, if you will, but I want things to get done, and I try to research all the issues, and then I try to get things rolling. I feel like sometimes I'm a cheerleader. I just want things to move forward.
And Tuesday is the first day of early voting in local municipal races. Johnson is challenged on the ballot by Rhonda Keith, who I do hope to be able to introduce you to during local news on Wednesday. West Georgia Technical College this month has begun offering its first apprentice lineman class. That program, offered by the Economic Development Division at WGTC, was created after local industry partners expressed a need for lineman training in the West Georgia area. It is the first non-credit lineman program offered by a technical college in the state of Georgia. Students in the program are trained with the necessary skills for entry-level lineman employment, including safety, construction, pole climbing, and more. The next Apprentice Lineman Program cohort will begin in January 2022 and will be conducted at WGTC's Murphy campus in Waco. Bay Springs Middle School recently named a nationally STEM-certified campus by the National Institute for STEM Education. BSMS has now joined an elite group of certified STEM campuses in Carroll County that have earned their prestigious recognition for implementing 21st century learning and STEM strategies that transform school culture and maximize student achievement. Only 2% of schools in the nation are nationally STEM certified. The district now has 10 district STEM certified schools, 9 nationally STEM certified schools, and 1 internationally STEM certified elementary school. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.